Oh wow, the crypto market really took a hit in October 2024. I mean, $19 billion in losses from liquidations. How crazy is that? It felt like the whole system was shaking.
That's right. The crash wasn't just a blip, it was a full-blown crisis. Automated liquidations triggered by falling prices created this domino effect, right? It's like the market was trying to correct itself, but it spiraled out of control.
Yeah, and it's not just about the prices dropping. Traders who used leverage to amplify their gains were hit the hardest. When prices fell, they had to sell to cover their bets, which only made things worse. It's like a feedback loop, isn't it?
Exactly. The more people sold, the lower the prices went, and the more liquidations happened. It's a perfect storm of market forces. But here's the thing. Exchanges like Binance are at the center of all this. Their systems handle those liquidations, so people are naturally looking to them for answers.
I get that. But CZ Zhao, Binance's founder, didn't back down. He called the accusations far-fetched and said the crash was just a result of bigger factors. Like the Fed's rate hikes and global economic uncertainty, right?
That's what he emphasized. He's arguing that Binance's role was just part of the system, not the cause of the crash. Which makes sense. If you're a major player, you're always under the spotlight when things go wrong.
But it's tricky. Even if Binance didn't cause the crash, their infrastructure might have amplified it. Like, if their systems were designed to liquidate at a certain rate, that could influence the speed of the collapse.
True. Exchanges aren't just passive players, they shape the market's behavior. But the lack of concrete evidence linking Binance to the crash is key. It's easy to blame a big name, but without proof, it's just speculation.
Totally. And the bigger picture is that this isn't just about one exchange. The crypto industry is riddled with systemic risks. Leverage, lack of regulation, and macroeconomic factors all play a role. It's not like Binance is the villain here.
Right. The scrutiny Binance faced isn't new. They've had legal issues with AML laws and operating in unclear regulatory spaces. So when the crash hit, it was a perfect moment to pile on the criticism.
It's like the industry's got a target on its back. Exchanges are always the first to be questioned, even when the root causes are much more complex. It's a bit unfair, but it's also a sign of how little the public understands these markets.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to separate correlation from causation. The crash was a confluence of factors, economic trends, trader behavior, liquidity shifts. No single entity is to blame.
Yeah, and this crash taught us a lot. Like, leverage is a double-edged sword. The more you amplify gains, the more you amplify losses. Traders need better tools to manage risk, not just more leverage.
Agreed. But it's also a wake-up call for the industry. Exchanges need to be transparent, but they can't be scapegoated for systemic issues. Regulation has to catch up, or we'll keep seeing these crises.
And it's not just about the exchanges. The market's complexity means we need a more nuanced approach. Blaming one player for a crash is like saying a single gear caused a car to break down. It's too simplistic.
Precisely. The October crash was a reminder that crypto's volatility isn't a mystery. It's a combination of forces. Understanding that could help us build better systems and protect everyone involved.
I think that's the takeaway. The industry's growing, but it's got a long way to go. Transparency, regulation, and education are the keys to making this space safer for everyone.
And that's the conversation we need to keep having. Because the more we understand these dynamics, the better we'll be at navigating the ride.